Welcome to Israel 18 News at 1 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a warm night in Israel, with clear skies over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Meanwhile, Haifa experiences a gentle breeze, offering a pleasant night for those outside. Here are today's headlines. First, in the last few minutes, Ynet reports that Trump warned Iran to be ready for a potential strike on Pickax Mountain near Natanz, claiming a deal was 10-0% done before Tehran walked away. Also, earlier this hour, the Jerusalem Post revealed that Hamas's Yahya Sinwar expressed willingness for apocalyptic nuclear war if it meant the destruction of Israel, as per a leaked letter. Also this hour, JNS questions whether the Trump-Netanyahu meeting might end in humiliation, speculating that Israel may awkwardly get its preferred scenario regarding Iran. Separately, just in, JTA reports that Dina Mengistu has resigned as the president of PEN America. He criticized the group's failure to defend critics of Israel. And finally, from earlier today, I-24 News reports that IDF Chief Lieutenant Gen Eyal Zamir warned that a draft exemption bill could shatter trust among Israeli soldiers, urging a halt to the legislation. Reaction has been swift on social media. Hussein Abdul Hussein, a Middle East analyst, posted just minutes ago that Trump is the first U.S. president to call out Iran's bluff, suggesting this has excited opponents of the regime. IL Red Alert, a missile alert tracker, reported that Trump identified Iran's Pickax Mountain as a potential strike target, noting no current nuclear activity there. Middle East 24, a regional news account, wrote that U.S. Central Command began another night of strikes against Iran at the president's direction, aiming to weaken Iranian forces' capabilities. Now for more on those stories, starting with the warning from Trump. As reported by Ynet, the former U.S. president has urged Iran to prepare for a potential strike on their secret site near Natanz. He claimed that a deal with Iran was nearly finalized before Tehran backed out. The implications for regional stability are significant, with tensions likely to rise. Turning to the leaked letter from Hamas's Yahya Sinwar, covered by the Jerusalem Post, Sinwar expressed a willingness to welcome nuclear conflict if it led to the destruction of Israel. This rhetoric underscores the ongoing volatility in the region and highlights the potential for escalated violence. Meanwhile, the JNS article discusses the upcoming meeting between Trump and Netanyahu. It suggests that while the meeting might seem awkward, Israel could still achieve its desired outcome on the Iranian issue. The anticipation of this meeting adds another layer of complexity to U.S.-Israel relations. In a related development, Dina Mengistu's resignation from PEN America, reported by JTA, comes after criticism over the organization's stance on free speech regarding Israel. This development signals growing tensions in the literary world over the boundaries of free expression. Finally, I-24 News reports that IDF Chief Lieutenant Gen Eyal Zamir's warning about the draft exemption bill reflects concerns over military cohesion. The bill could deepen inequality and exacerbate the military's manpower crisis, which would have long-term effects on Israel's defense capabilities. On the economic front. First, CTEC reports that FIMI, Israel's largest private equity firm, has raised a record $1.75 billion. This achievement comes despite nearly 3 years of conflict and ongoing geopolitical uncertainty. Separately, Israel Hayom Business highlights drama in the fashion world as the clothing chains Jump and Seasons face financial collapse. They are seeking to continue operations through financial rehabilitation due to significant debt. And finally, Ynet Business announces that Exodigo has acquired V&A to enhance its AI infrastructure work. This deal brings significant engineering expertise to Exodigo's platform, with implications for complex utility and transportation projects. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 2 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.